and get to the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us right now. Coach, you got one game in already. What was your take on how your team played tonight?
You know, Kelly, it was, obviously it was, that's the difference between a team that's played five times and a team that their first time out, and you had a 14-day break, and you get three, four practices beforehand. But I was really proud of our effort. I loved our compete, our battle. I thought come back twice was outstanding. Again, you could see the legs getting heavier and heavier as the game went on, and obviously in a 3-on-3 overtime, that's an even tougher situation. And we just talked about, got to have a little sense of danger, a little sense of where the puck is, and always think you got to be on the safe side. You know, you give up a 2-on-1 from the blue line, the offensive blue line, and that's a tough. But overall, like I said, a lot of positives, and now we got a game we can look at, we can teach from, and we'll just keep getting better.
Well, the shots on net were awfully close. I know that first period the Huskies outshot you guys pretty good, 17-12, but by the end of the game, 30-29, only a one shot differential. Pretty happy with the shots that your team did get on net?
Well, I thought there were times where we did a really good job in the offensive zone, moving the puck, getting all five involved. I think they had a 3 or 4-to-1 power play advantage on us. Certainly could have aided their shot total too. But we got pucks to the net. I think we need to do a little better job of getting around the net, looking for those rebounds. I don't know if we had many rebound opportunities. But again, they're just for our first time out, a lot of positives to take away from this.
Well, Claire DeGeorge's shorthanded goal there, she just dragged that puck right out in front and somehow got it past Polesny, but it just shows her skill level there, and very impressive move by Claire on that play.
Yeah, just a effort goal by Claire. She's a machine. She just keeps on going. She'll come off. It looks like she's tired. I say, you're ready. Yep. And she just goes. And that was just a great individual effort, to use her speed, use her size, use her strength, and protect the puck like she did. And then, that was obviously a big goal at the time, tied the game for us, but certainly a great effort by Claire.
Well, I noticed Gabby Smith had a pretty big role there in the game as well. She sure didn't look like a freshman for the most part. Talk about her play tonight.
Yeah, I thought Gabby did a real good job. She was playing with Paige and Nuge. I thought that line was really effective. But it's a learning experience for her as well. There's just little things that you find out how talented the opponents are, and things you might have been able to do at the high school level you just can't do at this level. And she'll learn that. The one thing about Gabby, she's extremely competitive. She's got a motor. She's got great wheels, and she's just going to keep getting better and better. And like I told her the one time, don't be afraid to shoot the puck. She had a great opportunity to try to make a pass, and their defenseman, put her stick down and blocked it, and away they go the other way. So, next time maybe she pulls the trigger on that, and because when you do that, now there's an opportunity for a rebound, and who knows. But again, really, really pleased with how she played.
Well, I know you mentioned that line of St. Cloud State, the European line that they've got up front. Man, they were tough tonight. How do you defend them?
Well, we were pretty sloppy with the puck, Kelly. I think that was one thing we were all night. We turned the puck over way too many times. I thought we were better in the second period, but again, we right off the bat, third period, we have control of the puck. But we turn it over, and it turns into a really good opportunity for them. So that's just an area. Again, you got to. It's hard to duplicate that in practice. But it's an area we just got to keep working on and get better. We got to manage the puck better, particularly coming out of our end.
I know in a normal season, I would ask you, how do you get your team ready for game two? We can't take any of this for granted. How do you prepare your team either way for tomorrow?
Well, it's just similar. We'll get together in the morning and do video. Obviously, the class schedule comes first, so we got to work around that. Playing on a Friday afternoon, but we'll have a video session. And there's ice available for anybody who wants to to go for a quick skate. And, you know, we'll be ready 3 o'clock.
Sounds great. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Kelly.
Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show.